أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفاكهة مما يتخيرون ولحم طير مما يشتهون. Still in this discussion of the ni'mat of the people of Jannah, people who will be on the right side of the throne of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Amongst those ni'mat will be for all the enjoyment, وَفَاكِهَةٍ مِمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ or meva, jonsa pasan kare, and fruit of their own choice. Whatever they will choose, there will be no seasons in Jannah that you get certain fruit in certain season. There is no import, export of fruit, the fruit of another country that you get, but fresh fruit. Fruit that is not sold in the shops, fruit that is not kept in free fridges and deep freezers or anything, but just plain pure fruit. And that fruit will be such, every bite you take will have a different taste and a more better taste all the time. Not like the fruit of this dunya. Sometimes you are eating an apple which you are enjoying, but it is a bit rotten in the middle somewhere. And suddenly you get that bad taste in your mouth. This every food bite you take will be even more better. The fruit of this dunya, you may be eating a guava which you are enjoying very much, but when you have to take your next bite, you see a worm walking there. And you wonder how many worms you might have eaten already. Whereas the fruit of Jannah will be such, a hoor will come out from that fruit. So such will be the fruit of Jannah. وَلَحْمِ طَيْرٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ اور گوشت عورت جانور کے جس قسم کو جو چاہے. And the flesh of birds, that which you desire very much. Like certain birds, like chicken, everyone eats and enjoys chicken. But for example, a partridge, a quail, etc. There are many other birds which people really enjoy. There will be birds of what they desire. There will be the flesh of such birds and all ready made. You don't have to wait. There is no delay in the preparation. You don't have to. It's not too salty. It's not too spicy. It's not that it's without salt or anything, but just as you would desire, such will be that fruit that will be there in Jannah. And for your other added comfort and great enjoyment, وَحُورٌ عِينٌ or عَرْتِ غُورِ بَرِ آنْكَوْ وَالِيَا. And there will be these maidens, these women of Jannah, that will be, where their complexion will be very, very light, and they will be wide-eyed. Not abnormally wide, but such that it will be a striking beauty of theirs. Added to all the other beauty that they will have, this will be an added striking beauty which Allah Ta'ala will give them, that their eyes will be beautifully big and wide. The kamsali lu'lu'il maknoon, jaise moti ke dane apne ghilaf ke andar, just like a pearl that is or that is in its shell. That is, that it's completely pure and clean. No dirt on it, no grime on it. It is shining beautiful. Like that, they will be protected. That they won't have any dirt. Like a woman of this dunya, even if she keeps herself pure. But there are other, when if she has to go out, then there are other men who look at her. But the hoor of Jannah, they will be like the pearls in their shells, that nobody else has ever even seen them. No human being, not even a jinn, has seen them. They've been made in Jannah, and especially for the people of Jannah. And this is the this is what the hoors of Jannah will be. And the woman of this Jannah who will enter Jannah, and who had strived and made effort and entered Jannah, they will be even more beautiful than the Hurul Een also. They will be the queens of the Hurul Een, and their beauty will be even more striking and more greater. And all this Allah Ta'ala says, جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَدُونَ بَدْلَهُمْ كَامُكَ جُو كَرْتَي تھے. This is the important thing for us, that this is the reward for what they used to do in this world. So while we are here, the actual purpose why Allah sent us to acquire this Jannah. And in order to acquire this Jannah, we have to continuously be making effort on our Iman and our Amal. not just a few things, just that we take iman for granted, for example, and we just make our five times namaz, and that also we know what the quality of our namaz is. How many times we miss our jamaat also, our concentration, and then in all our other matters, we don't find Islam in there. In our business dealings, etc., at home, how we are, the control of the tongue, control of the eyes, etc. These things we find difficulty. Now, these are all the rewards for those people that they did righteous deeds in this world, and they had the tawakkul also only on Allah Ta'ala, and they had the taqwa also. They feared Allah at every step. They controlled their eyes also. They control their thoughts also. And another great enjoyment that will be for the people of Jannah, لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما. نہیں سنیں گے وہاں کے وہاں بکواس اور نہ گناہ کی بات. They won't hear any vain talk, anyone raising his voice, shouting, etc., and no talks of guna, that somebody is accusing somebody else, somebody is lying, somebody is backbiting, nothing like that whatsoever. Their hearts will be clean, their tongues will be clean also. And only happiness they will have there. No sadness, nothing that will upset them in any way whatsoever. Only happiness all the time, forever and ever. This is what Allah has kept in Jannah, and it is now up to us that we make our effort that we acquire this Jannah by dua also and by effort also. And also whatever gunas we might have committed in the past, to make sincere tawbah from there. If we have wronged any person monetarily, anyway, to make amends of that. To go and pay that person back, to ask maafi from that person, to clarify all those matters so that we are clean. Allah has never closed the door until the clear signs of maut have come. We can make tawbah, and the doors of tawbah are wide open, and the doors of Allah's rahmat are also wide open. So in Jannah is pure people. Jannah is for the tayyibin, for those people who are pure. Their hearts are pure, so their tongues will also be pure. Illa qilan salaman salama. Magar ek bolna salam salam. There will only be peace. There won't be any, you won't hear any upsetting, depressing news that somebody has met up with an accident, that crooks and burglars got in somewhere, that this happened, this nuksan, this storm came and it caused this harm. You won't hear anything of that at any time. You don't have to have the fear that your family is returning from somebody, from somewhere, and you are continuously worried and making dua that they must return safely. And usually, unfortunately, when they do return safely, we don't even say one alhamdulillah. That we are worried all the time. But when we get what we wanted, we don't even make shukr by even just saying one alhamdulillah. In Jannah you won't have that fear whatsoever. There will be no accidents there, no ups and downs there. Many times, how many in December period especially, people go for holidays, but tragedies take place. And we know what tragedies take place. In Jannah there will be only enjoyment of all type, and no tragedies whatsoever. So that is what we have to strive for and hate for while we are in this worldly life. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَةً